when you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Jiffy Lube in South Riding, Virginia has relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza next to the car wash. Both South Riding Jiffy Lube and the car wash are now open and under new ownership and management.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue, the ride this morning, not the best. We had earlier accident at the intersection of Bladensburg Road. That's been cleared now just after the intersection have accident activity. So the pressure is still on both 50, pushing out of Chevrolet out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway, again, to get past the accident on New York Avenue. On the freeway westbound, crews say they've reopened the lanes near the 3rd Street Tunnel, but the delays in full effect here off of 295, especially northbound, I'm seeing very little break from the Beltway. The Suitland Parkway, that was slow to merge onto 295, and it also continues to go over inbound South Capitol Street now with the heavy volume. No change on 16th Street if you're coming out of Silver Spring, plan for the extra time, or you might want to opt for something other than 16th Street. George Avenue, definitely picking up the volume, but better. Crash is southbound 16th Street, right over Military Road, and that only allows one left lane to get by, so major delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase. We may have some fog and drizzle around this morning. Other than that, I think later today, cloudy showers, 53. Tonight, only in the upper 40s with rain likely, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Friday, occasional light rain around highs, low 60s. Colder by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Centerville, 37 in Waldorf, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Birtherism is back. Joe Arpaio still claims Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fake. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Joining us in half an hour at 8:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us to discuss Iran, North Korea, and the Mueller probe. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
And joining us right now, Principal Deputy Press Secretary for the White House, Raj Shah, joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. Raj, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
Really, really great to have you. Because we want to ask you a lot of questions, including about especially immigration this week. The president holding that bipartisan meeting earlier at the White House, getting congressmen and senators together to find out what it is their priorities are. And as he was going through that meeting, a lot of his supporters left a bit confused. You heard people like Ann Coulter and Tucker Carlson coming out this week saying, I don't know if this is what we want. What would be in the first piece of legislation if a DACA deal is reached?
Well, let me just say, I was in the room for that meeting, both the part that was open to the cameras and the part that wasn't. What you saw was a president with a real strong command of the issue, understanding, you know, what works and doesn't. Somebody who talks to the Border Patrol and Border Patrol agents and a DHS secretary frequently about this issue. He does understand what's necessary for both securing the border and ensuring that it's enforced, but also trying to show some compassion toward the individuals who have come here as children illegally. So what the president's looking at is a bill of some sort that Congress negotiates that reaches some consensus on four issues, four topics. One is DACA and providing some sort of permanent fix for these individuals. The others are chain migration and ensuring that the individuals who are legalized then can't bring in dozens and dozens of family members. Also, the issue of border security and a physical barrier. The border wall is essential, and the president reiterated that yesterday. And then looking at that visa lottery system, the system that has brought in so many individuals from countries who, frankly, don't want to, they can't qualify to come here, and so they get thrown in a lottery system. It's maybe the most ridiculous immigration program that exists. So it's a narrowed scope that will ensure that less illegal immigration comes into the country when we grant some sort of legal rights to this protected status.
So all four of those elements, DACA, chain migration, border security, and the diversity visa lottery, would be a part of a single piece of legislation?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we're looking at, and those are the principles that the Democrats and Republicans walked out of that meeting talking about. Obviously, Democrats are going to put some emphasis on one over another, and Republicans likewise. But, you know, the president mediated a discussion that really narrowed the focus and I thought made some real progress.
Now, you say all this. We were left with a different impression a little bit earlier. We spoke with Kayleigh McEnany from the RNC. She said that the wall and DACA may be together in a single piece of legislation with everything else maybe for another piece of legislation. You're saying that's not true. All for one piece of legislation on the president's desk.
Well, I think the wall and border security measures might be the stickiest point. I think that there was pretty broad consensus that reforms to the chain migration program and the visa lottery program were areas where Democrats agree quite a bit with Republicans. So the wall and border security really do seem to be areas where you know, we're going to have to work together. And I think Democrats are going to have to be briefed by our Border Patrol agents, our Secretary of Homeland Security. Let her and others in the Border Patrol explain exactly what's necessary. See, the problem with just legalizing folks or just creating a wall without either the interior enforcement measures, the reforms to chain migration, the reforms to the visa lottery system is that
right.
You only fix part of the problem and maybe you make it worse. What we need to do is create a situation where we're not here 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now negotiating because another several hundred thousand illegal immigrants came to the country.
What does the president mean when he says comprehensive immigration reform?
Well, I think he's talking about the issue broadly, saying that there are millions of people who've come here illegally who live here, and many of them have not committed violent crimes or violent acts. But we also need serious enforcement measures for those who have. We need to ensure that the border is fully secure, not just through this bill, but through other measures. And then we need broad legal immigration reform. There's a lot of issues from merit-based immigration to reforming the H-1B visa system to rooting out fraud. I mean, there's a whole host of issues that we need to confront and tackle so we know who's coming into this country and we know that our immigration system has the primary priorities of protecting American national security and public safety and helping American workers in our economy. There's so much to tackle that doing it all at once in one fell swoop with a March 5th deadline doesn't seem practical.
Well, the March 5th deadline, though, is somewhat arbitrary just because of DACA, which there is nothing wrong with allowing it to just keep going because it puts more pressure on the Democrats. What could the Republicans use, though, as a bargaining chip to get all these other things once they give the Democrats DACA?
Well, I think Democrats have a whole host of priorities on immigration reform. They want to see legal status for other individuals who've come into this country illegally. And that's something the president is willing to talk about and I think willing to discuss. But I think the first thing is first is that we now have a universe of issues where there is some agreement that this is sort of the ground for an initial debate and initial discussion. If we're able to get a bill together with this, it will provide good faith for further negotiation.
Okay, let me just stop for a moment. I want to pause on that point.
Sure.
Steve King has been warning that trading DACA amnesty for things that, in order to get the things that Republicans want, is going to lead to basically amnesties of any kind being used as a bargaining chip in every other immigration battle going forward. What you just suggested is that legal status is on the table for other groups of people, right?
What I'm saying is that a discussion about these issues is certainly on the table and that the president wants to invite that discussion. But part of that is when you narrow the scope of a debate about a bill that has to be passed
right.
by March 5th, you shouldn't close the door on discussions in the future about other issues. But right now we have several acute issues that have to get addressed. You can't have DACA without border security, without visa lottery system reform, and without an end to certain chain migration policies. So those are the things that have to be addressed in the immediate term.
Okay, let me ask you something about the bilateral the president had yesterday, because during that he again referred to the Russia collusion investigation as a hoax. I'm interested, do you find any elements, does the White House find any elements of the Russia investigation to be credible?
We don't find, frankly speaking, the genesis of this investigation appears to be, this dossier, this kind of phony dossier that was paid for by the Clinton campaign. It seemed to both fill reporters' inboxes and law enforcement officials' inboxes with misleading information or false information, alleging all sorts of things that have not been corroborated. And that seems to be the basis for launching, these congressional probes, the FBI, others. You're starting to see things you've seen about this investigation within the FBI and within the Department of Justice, especially in the early stages, these text messages from agents involved, other things that show a political bias. We think that, there needs to be, and the president's legal team has spoken to this, a real investigation of how the Department of Justice got here, how the FBI began this investigation, and what potential elements of political bias led to this. Because right now you're seeing, a wall-to-wall investigation. You're seeing leaks across the board. What you're not seeing is an ounce or a shred of evidence of any kind of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. We just haven't seen it. That dog doesn't bark. And so, what we're seeing now is sort of what the president's called a witch hunt, and no evidence to back it up. And so we find sort of the whole inquiry and the line of questioning to be something that's not going to really add up to a whole lot.
All right. Rod Shaw from the White House. Really appreciate your clarity on a whole bunch of issues this morning. Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have you again soon. 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Don't block the box. You've heard that saying before, and a lot of intersections even have that sign up, but it's so important. Okay, we have a mess trying to get out of Arlington, and the focal point is over near the Chain Bridge. Chain Bridge Road and Chain Bridge, north of the bridge here. That's where the VDOT says they were doing emergency road work. Chain Bridge Road is only one lane in each direction, so they were alternating traffic. I just watched a police car come across that bridge span heading toward Canal Road, and a couple of cars trickling behind it. So this is not good. So everyone trying to get through there jammed off of Military Road, Glebe Road out of Arlington. I would avoid Chain Bridge Road, please, off of the GW Parkway because you get caught in this mess. Now, 16th Street, change for the better. Don't want to block the box on any of these intersections either. Trying to recover the crash southbound 16th at Military Road just cleared. Big delays, though. As you come out of Silver Spring, watch as you come past 29. Normal backups top side of the Beltway, Maryland. Same story to the Wilson Bridge back before St. Barnabas Road, and inbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road for the crash under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today a patchy fog start to your day. We'll have some clearing later, but then generally cloudy. High around 55. Tonight, showers become steady overnight. Chance of rain 80%, low of 48. Tomorrow, occasional rain tapering to a few showers later. High 65, chance of rain tomorrow, 70%. Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right. I want to sort through sort of what we've discovered this morning over the course of Mornings on the Mall related to immigration and what the president's stance is on this, because we got a couple people to weigh in on it. RNC, the RNC spokeswoman, Kayleigh McEnany, spoke with us earlier, and she had suggested at the very least that the first piece of legislation that the president would consider would involve granting an amnesty to DACA recipients. Again, we don't know if that's legalization or full-scale citizenship, in exchange for a border wall, and then maybe later legislation would handle the rest of the White House's priorities, which include things like a diversity visa lottery conclusion, and a change to chain migration, an end to it potentially, So those other things on the table, E-Verify, the words have barely come up in the latest debate, but that, of course, is something that conservatives have wanted. Then we spoke with Raj Shah a moment ago, a principal deputy press secretary for the White House. And, Mary, I was very struck by what he said when you asked him about the nature of the DACA leverage, which is to say the first piece of legislation, whatever ends up in it, it sounds like one thing that will be a part of it is granting an amnesty to DACA recipients, again, whether that means legalization or citizenship. Then their leverage is gone. That was the presumption. Then they don't have anything left on the table to offer to Democrats in future immigration negotiations, so Democrats are going to have less of an inclination to want to play ball. Well, that's what we thought. And then Raj just told us that the game here is that the White House may offer legalization of other categories of people in the future to trade to get other immigration priorities of the Trump administration. And I think that introduces a whole new series of questions. And it's the thing that Steve King has been warning about, that once Democrats believe that an amnesty of any kind is used as a bargaining chip by Republicans in order to get things, that's just what's the demand going forward is always going to be. You want something? Give us an amnesty. You want something else? Give us another amnesty. You want something else? Give us another amnesty. The conditions at this moment, based on what's available on the negotiating table, seem ripe for that very scenario.
I don't understand why the Republicans aren't just saying, okay, you want amnesty for this group of people, fine. However, we have to fix the immigration system, period. This is an immigration bill. It's all in one shot. You want amnesty for this group of people, then this, and it have to be in it. Everything, E-Verify, everything Republicans want have to be in this bill, or there's nothing. Because you know what? What happens with DACA? Slowly but surely, their amnesty just expires, and you just can't renew it. It's not even a law. I don't understand why Republicans are treating this as if it's an actual law. This is something that Obama just waved his magic wand and made up. And now it's suddenly becoming a powerful bargaining chip for Democrats. It makes no sense to me.
Here's the critical section of our interview just a moment ago with Raj Shah.
Well, I think Democrats have a whole host of priorities on immigration reform. They want to see legal status for other individuals who come into this country illegally. And that's something the president is willing to talk about and I think willing to discuss. But I think the first thing is first is that we now have a universe of issues where there is some agreement that this is sort of the ground for an initial debate and initial discussion. If we're able to get a bill together with this, that will provide good faith for further negotiation.
Offering legalization for further categories of people. Interesting stuff. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Want to measure your reaction to this morning, hearing what the White House has to say about it.
The obviously, phones are ringing already.
Yeah, it's obviously a developing thing. I know that that Speaker Ryan has been telling his members that the president has assured him that he won't agree to anything that the House wouldn't pass on its own. So he's telling them, look, whatever we come up with will be satisfying to your caucus in the House of Representatives. Let's see if that's true.
I was so shocked by when he said that. All right, we'll get your reaction. It is 8:22 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, do you have missing or damaged teeth? That can really affect you for all sorts of things. Food that you like. It can affect your job, your relationships, your ability to smile, obviously, and every other aspect of your life. So no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, though, don't fear. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff creates a very warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. Trust me, you should meet these people. I did. And I trust my smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, what sets them apart? Clearly, their experience. Dr. Ruparelia, incredible dentist, is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. You really should not go anywhere else. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, and in many cases, in just a single day. And that saves you both time and money. So I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to head over to see Cascades' many success stories first at CascadesDental.com. Just take a look. And then call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in McLean and Alexandria, Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
825. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you into town through Chevrolet. If you're coming in on 50, well, first, you're in great shape through Annapolis and Bowie. It's once you hit the Beltway, inside the Beltway, you're thinking, I wonder what's going on. It's on New York Avenue. That's why we're hung up so badly here at the crash. It's going to be after Bladensburg Road right near West Virginia, Montana Avenues. So not only 50, but the BW Parkway through Riverdale picks up the extra volume. On the freeway westbound, earlier we had the longstanding crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel gone, but the delay is still with us. Northbound 295 as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Southbound George Washington Parkway, a little bit of volume starts to form. Because it starts to form after 123, and it takes you down to the Key Bridge and on the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Chain Bridge Road, near the Chain Bridge, we have looks like VDOT crews are there with emergency road work and very heavy alternating traffic through that entire area. Military Road, Glebe Road affected as well. And Virginia, 66, not doing so bad. 95, those delays Stafford to the Beltway have cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing and rain in the forecast. We were in the 40s yesterday. Today, 50s, low 50s, showers this afternoon. Maybe some fog and drizzle early. Rain becoming a little more likely tonight and light rain around. On Friday, low 60s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Any solution has to include the wall, because without the wall, it all doesn't work. We need the wall. We have to have the wall for security purposes. Security is number one. And so the answer is, have to have the wall. Thank you.
The White House telling us this morning DACA bill will include chain migration, border security, and a diversity visa lottery all in one piece of legislation, but also that future negotiations over immigration will include legalizing other groups of people potentially. We'll get your reaction to all of this. Andy in Gainesville this morning. Good morning, Andy. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I don't know if I'd go as far as what you just said, but I can tell you this. If he's talking about, first of all, accepting DACA and also, you know, accepting legalized status for more illegal immigrants from wherever they come from in the future, this is absolutely insane. This is not what he ran on. This is not why we elected him. Where is the Smash Mouth guy? I'm tired of him making Democrats happy. If they're happy, we are angry.
What do you say to the people who think that he's just trying to schmooze the room, but ultimately he's going to go for what he wants?
I'm tired of that also. If this is some 3D chess match, head fake to the Democrats, then he needs to talk to us, just like Reagan did. Get in front of a camera and speak to we the people. Let us handle Congress and the Senate. That's what we are to do. That's not what he is to do. He is to keep his promises to us if he wants to get reelected. And if he wants to make America great again ever, he will stop this crap of trying to appease the left. DACA needs to go. And by the way, any judge that feels they have the right to step in and overturn his decision to do so does not have standing nor the authority to do so. It's called separation of power.
And that judge
needs to be informed on this stuff.
Andy, thank you. That judge with a ridiculous explanation for his decision attempting to maintain DACA. Of course the president has a right to get rid of that program, which was created out of whole cloth by the prior president.
And that judge has been overturned by the Supreme Court before, so maybe he's going for two.
Mike in Falls Church this morning. Good morning, Mike. Your reaction to all of this?
So this is the president that said he had a plan
on his table to repeal Obamacare on his first day in office. He said not only was the wall going to be built, but Mexico was going to pay for it. And now he's negotiating with Democrats to get us to pay for the wall. Look, you want that wall? Close the border down with Mexico. Put a couple of armies on the border. Armies are just as good as a wall. And when Mexico's economy goes to crap because they can't import anything into the United States anymore,
yep,
they will pay for the wall.
All right, Mike, thank you. And remember, though, that point about Mexico paying for the wall, the president, even in the book that he wrote during the campaign, was consistent that he was going to come up with a creative payback system. It wouldn't be a direct payment. He's been consistent on that throughout. 829 on WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Coming up on WMAL, it's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer to talk Iran, North Korea, and the Mueller probe. It's now 8:30, and WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The first day of the Virginia General Assembly 2018 session featured an explicit effort by Republicans and Democrats to just get along. Democrats captured 15 seats in the House in the November election, coming close to taking over the chamber, but they joined the majority Republicans yesterday in unanimously electing Republican Kirk Cox, the new House Speaker. In Annapolis, the 90-day Maryland General Assembly session is underway with ceremonies and speeches yesterday, getting down to business. The House then postponed for a day action on overriding Governor Hogan's veto of a bill requiring paid sick leave by employers. A new poll in Maryland gives Republican Governor Larry Hogan a double-digit lead over three of his potential Democratic rivals. The Gonzales, Maryland poll out this morning shows Hogan continues to enjoy broad support across party lines. Another company is sharing its newfound federal tax relief with its employees. Walmart has announced this morning that it will raise its starting hourly wage to $11 an hour, expand parental leave benefits, and issue workers bonuses of $1,000. Florida's been excluded. Now North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is asking the Trump administration to exclude his state from a plan to step up offshore oil drilling.
They exempt Florida because of coastal tourism and the economy, and they want to listen to local voices. Here's North Carolina. We're raising our hand. This is critical for us. Our state juts out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,369, the NASDAQ at 71.54. Sports sponsored by the Washington, D.C. Travel and Adventure Show. The Jazz beat the Wizards. College basketball, GW loses. George Mason and Virginia Tech win. Hockey, it's Caps Hurricanes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Make the first stop on your next vacation, the Washington, D.C. Travel and Adventure Show. Find thousands of vacation options and meet travel experts Samantha Brown and Rudy Maxa. 2 days only, January 20th and 21st at the Washington Convention Center. Get discounted tickets at travelshows.com.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County, the crash is on Route 15 south of Gilbert's Corner. So if you use this in either direction, big delays. Even though the crash happened northbound at 705, that's Braddock Road, Route 705. This is south of 50 under police direction. So both directions of 15 south of Gilbert's Corner and delays. On 395, as you come off the Beltway, seeing slowdowns continuing most of the way to get you across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier had the crash on the opposite side, the freeway westbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's cleared and still trying to clear out those 295 northbound delays. On the George Washington Parkway, it looks like we may have a new incident as you're trying to go southbound, south of 123 with the heavy stop and go to get you down toward the Key Bridge. Or it could be that we have more commuters using the GW Parkway and trying to avoid Chainbridge Road near Chainbridge where they had emergency road work. 16th Street, all lanes have been reopened here. Southbound 16th Street at Military Road, seen at the earlier crash, and New York Avenue still struggling. Accident inbound after Bladensburg Road. Update is now sponsored by Heal.com. Heal.com is here, and Dr. House calls for urgent and pediatric care to your door in 2 hours every day, covered by insurance or $99. H-E-A-L.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low 50s this afternoon, some patches of fog and drizzle this morning. Otherwise, showers hold off until later. Most of the rain comes tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder into the upper 40s. That's it for the overnight lows. Low 60s, mainly light rain on Friday. Saturday, colder, low 40s, 30s by Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Dumfries, 40 in Germantown, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Joining us right now, friend of the show, you know him, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're glad you're with us. You know, something we have not talked about in a couple of days, North Korea. We've got North Korea and South Korea now talking. We've got North Korea saying that they're going to send athletes to the Olympics in South Korea. South Korea saying, hey, we want to walk out together as two Koreas. And it's just come out now that South Korea's president is crediting President Trump for talks with North Korea. How did President Trump have a hand in this?
Well, I think it's been very clear that the pressure that President Trump has consistently applied from day one of his administration frankly, before that, is starting to show that the previous policy of appeasement wasn't working, wasn't making progress. And, yeah, I think that, you know, I've seen the mainstream media avoiding this topic like the plague, but the credit to President Trump and his team is due. Rex Tillerson, the State Department, has said very clearly, hey, we're open to conversations, but we'll do it on our terms. Jim Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, has said multiple times, we're going to hammer you if you do anything stupid.
All right. Hey, Tony, thank you. First of all, let me just pause you for a second. We're going to give you a call back here and try you again. Your connection really rough as you come in on the Acela. How dare you? We'll give you a call back, but we'll keep talking about North Korea here. And, you know, this is interesting that they're getting together, but I think a lot of people are reading into this, and I'm interested to see when we get Tony back, hopefully, is are we overreading all of this? Are we overreading the notion that North Korea and South Korea are getting together for the Olympics? Because Kim Jong-un clearly just wants to be a part of the Winter Olympics. He's, you know, they've already kind of tried to have these conversations. South Korea is saying, hey, let's talk nuclear disarmament. They're like, yeah, no, we're not doing that, but we'll come down to the Olympics. How about that?
Well, and the other something that we touched on a couple days ago was the fact that North Korea, Kim Jong-un, may be trying to drive a wedge between South Korea and the U.S. and bring, you know, to bring the Koreas together and kind of take President Trump out of it and not have as much influence over South Korea.
We have Tony Schaefer back. Tony, let's try this. I want to ask you, do you think we're sort of overreading how much North Korea is being brought to the table? Because they obviously just want to be a part of the Olympics. I mean, they're not offering that much more right now.
It's just all about the games and love of the games. No, it's very correct. But she was talking about the fact that I think there's a strategy by North Korea right now to engage and create drama for purposes of not creating a bridge to bring North and South back, but for purposes of trying to offset, get President Trump and his team off the track of pressure.
All right. Well, Tony, unfortunately, it sounds like you're speaking through a toilet paper holder into a phone, which is on speaker, which is about as far from us as North Korea. So we're gonna keep on trying. We'll get you back here soon once you have a better connection. Really appreciate you this morning.
He's such a jet setter.
I know.
He wasn't on the Acela to New York, you know.
He's always so busy. He's doing stuff all the time. Why are you always doing stuff, Tony? You should just, you know, stop for a second and chat with us.
Couldn't he just get off to make the phone call to us and then get back on the next train? No, apparently not.
So Trump dealing with North Korea, Mike Pence heading there, and he's looking forward to doing that. I know he addressed that last night in his interview with Fox News' Martha McCallum, that he's going to head there, be there present to assist the Olympians and to cheer on our Americans who are participating in the Winter Olympics. But also, you know, comes at an important moment. It's kind of, we'll see, because as you have North Koreans and South Koreans marching together in the opening ceremonies, and you'll have Mike Pence there as well, what could potentially happen? Could the ball be moved forward in some sort of informal way while the Vice President of the United States is present in Seoul?
Oh, absolutely. I love that Vice President Pence is going to the Olympics to support the athletes and everything. I think that it's a show of force on the American side. Like, hey, we're here, we're in South Korea, and it does push back on the notion of Kim Jong-un trying to move America aside out of the South Korean sphere a little bit, because there is an affinity. You have families that are separated, and that's something we have to remember. It's like after World War II, when they separated Berlin and you had East and West Germany, there were families who were on each side of the wall, and they were separated and they couldn't see each other. You have the same situation with North and South Korea. So there's a big push to unify those families, because there are some members who are in North Korea who can't get out. So I see where South Korea would be enamored of the idea of drawing the Koreans, Koreas back together.
And some conversation about them marching together in the opening ceremony.
There is supposed to also be a brief reunification of families that is also being talked about, with families that are divided north and south during the Olympics. There'll be some kind of reunification, which I think is really necessary.
Also on the list here of things that the president has to do, he's got to renew the Iran deal or decide to get rid of it. And this all has to be done by Friday, decide whether they continue waiving the sanctions that have been lifted as part of that nuclear accord between the United States, Iran, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, and Germany. He's expected to announce this week about that and continue to waive the sanctions on Iran under the terms of the deal. So keep an eye on that as well. That's expected by Friday this week.
Well, it also says that, according to the AP, he is expected to add new sanctions on Iranian businesses and people. So it's not necessarily just signing off again on the same deal. He is expected to add some more sanctions that, according to the AP, could, quote, test Tehran's willingness to abide by its side of the
bargain. Looking forward to Friday and what kind of clarity we get on that. And then, you know, this Trump-Russia collusion story, the president going out of his way to hit that again yesterday, because he was asked about whether or not he would sit down for an interview with Bob Mueller or engage in some sort of legal exchange with him. Here's what the president said.
There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. Every committee. I've been in office now for 11 months. For 11 months, they've had this phony cloud over this administration, over our government. And it has hurt our government. It does hurt our government. It's a Democrat hoax that was brought up as an excuse for losing an election.
And he sees no reason to sit down with Mueller. 844 here on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
All right, how many of you listening right now made a New Year's resolution that you're going to get healthier in the new year? You're going to start to eat healthier, maybe even go so far as to exercise. Well, did you know you can sleep your way to better health? It's true. If you get more sleep, you get better quality sleep, you wake up healthier. It helps lower your blood pressure. You don't have your aches and pains. And right now, Mattress Warehouse is going to help you get healthy. They have you can save up to 60% at their floor model clearance sale. They have mattresses starting at just $79. They're in stock. You could take it home today. And they're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, so they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. It's less than a dollar a night for a better night's sleep. Get a free memory foam mattress with the purchase of a Somos Beds adjustable base, or save up to $900 on select mattresses. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Just visit sleephappens.com for locations. 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a lot of the rush hour with us. Here we go. Virginia, let's start 95, where as you come off of the Beltway, slow, stop and go crossing the 14th Street Bridge. Yep, entire stretch. I'm seeing very little break. Also, same story off the Beltway, 295 northbound over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. We had the crash on the westbound side of the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Definitely a culprit here for this major delay remaining. On the George Washington Parkways, you head south past the overlooks and down to the Key Bridge. Heavy, a lot of commuters avoiding Chain Bridge Road near the Chain Bridge. Had emergency road work under police direction. Loudoun County still with the accident activity. Very slow. 15 south of Gilbert's Corner in each direction as you pass Braddock Road under, again, police direction on 15. And no late problems to report on 270. As you come out of the Frederick area, Interbana, Hyattstown, and now Rockville. Those are the heaviest stretches. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May still be looking at some leftover fog and drizzle this morning and some sunshine, but clouds on the increase. And we'll get some showers in here this afternoon. 53, the rain becomes a little bit more likely tonight and through at least a part of tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
Washington, D.C., great place to visit. But if you're not from the area, it's very difficult to find a place to do your business.
Oh, yes. You just got to hold it when you're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, not a lot of public bathroom access. And Will Hansfeld is with Georgetown's Business Improvement District, and they want to address this issue. Here he is.
We have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of existing restrooms that could be open to the public.
So why aren't those bathrooms open to the public? Well,
I think there's a willingness from the business community to step up to the plate. But they want to be in partnership with the district. And I think, as we've seen with Starbucks, they don't want to be just the only one doing it.
What does that mean, partnership with the district, exactly? Oh, that sounds like money.
Well, do you want to have a private business like a Starbucks or something else and have your bathrooms open to anybody who walks in off the street? That costs you money for toilet paper and soap and cleaning the toilets,
look,
right?
Yeah, and they said, look, there's only three like actual 24/7 public restrooms in D.C. Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, and Union Station, all right? Whoa. Which is pretty amazing stats, but it does stand the test of time, because I think about when I have people come into town, that's when I see the memorials, by the way. When I have visitors come into Washington, D.C., that's when I end up seeing the memorials as somebody who lives here. So I end up and I go, and you find that out pretty quickly, that public bathroom access, not an easy thing necessarily. But, you know, all these businesses constantly complain about food trucks arriving on the streets and saying, oh my God, how could you put a food truck in front of my restaurant? How dare you? Well, guess what you have that they don't? You have a restroom inside. There's like added value that's inside. So that's, I think, you know, letting people be able to use the bathroom, that's a good thing. Getting them inside. I mean, obviously you don't want like your nice restaurant, like Old Ebbitt shouldn't have to have people just like walking in and out from the White House using the bathroom and doing nothing else. But, you know, clearly, you know, you want to use the restroom. Why don't you go patronize a business? Go sit down, have a nice lunch, and go to the bathroom.
Exactly. I can understand why a restaurant doesn't want a food truck parked in front of them. People buy the food there, sit there and eat it, and then walk in and use the restroom in the restaurant that they didn't pay for.
But the suggestion that D.C. is going to, one, waste taxpayer dollars on paying businesses for access to their bathrooms, and two, create an environment where all of a sudden all D.C. businesses or the ones who participate have just random people walking through the lunch through your dining room in order to use the bathroom only? Yeah, that doesn't sound like a fun city.
No, not at all. It doesn't work. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
Troubles down the drain.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Aside from being a major time suck, could your cell phone actually be altering your brain? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Well, I learned a new word today, nomophobia. It is, quote, the irrational fear of being without your mobile phone or being able to use your phone for some reason. And get this, a small study conducted in South Korea finds that heavy cell phone use could affect brain functioning. Researchers looked at a small group of teenage boys who were diagnosed with internet or smartphone addiction. Their brains had higher levels of a neurotransmitter called GABA. GABA slows down the neurons, explained one professor we spoke with at SUNY Oswego. That results in poor attention and control, which you don't want to have because you want to stay focused. If you want to be less vulnerable to distractions, you've got to put down that phone. It's going to be okay, I promise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9867 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9867 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-9867. That's 800-597-9867 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day.
You do the same, and we're trying to get rid of the rush hour, but it's going to be a while. A lot of heavy spots still to the Wilson Bridge. Let's begin out of Maryland before St. Barnabas Road, still below speed. A brief delay on the inner loop. So the opposite side, the outer loop, have some debris on the roadway. Crews are aware it's going to be right in the Forestville area. Outer loop just as you pass Route 5 Branch Avenue in the center, so be careful. You don't want to hit that. George Washington Parkway pretty much jammed solid here, south of 123, down to merge onto the Key Bridge into Georgetown. Also on the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, that is really slow, focused to get onto East Street and onto Constitution Avenue. Bunches up 66 as well, and 110. No late problems to report outside of the Beltway on 66. Still have some volume, though. And in Loudoun County, 15, south of Gilbert's Corner. Still watch for the crash under police direction. Update sponsored by 7-Eleven. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May still be looking at some leftover fog and drizzle this morning and some sunshine, but clouds on the increase. And we'll get some showers in here this afternoon. 53, the rain becomes a little bit more likely tonight and through at least a part of tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of US Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
All right, before we tell you what's coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, yeah. I would just like to give the female listeners of this show, the Housewives of WMAL, you two, ladies, do yourself a favor and look up the men's bobsled team, the U.S. men's bobsled team. Great picture, though.
This is the worst thing ever.
No, it's awesome. It's phenomenal. Look it up, ladies. It's a reason to watch the Olympics. I'm telling you right there. If you need a reason to watch, here you go.
Does it have to do with form-fitting clothing? Is
yes.
that what you're referring
yes.
to?
Is that objectifying men?
Little luge, thing going on there?
Bobsled team.
Sure. Immigration, crazy people coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Should you get a refund from Metro if a breakdown in the system makes you late? The Metro Board this morning is set to take an initial vote on a proposal to offer riders a refund if the train is more than 15 minutes late. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans says reliability is the thing most Metro riders say they value the most.
If people know they can get from A to B on time, they will ride Metro, and there is no other single element that dissuades people more than that. Even the cost, which some people don't like, is not as much a factor as reliability.
What constitutes a late train, however, is still to be defined. Battle lines are already being drawn in Annapolis after just the first day of the Maryland General Assembly session. Senate President Mike Miller predicts that, quote, this is going to be one of the most contentious sessions you'll have to ever deal with. It was Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's last State of the Commonwealth address last night.
As this chapter in my life and the history of our Commonwealth comes to a close, I want to say how truly grateful I am to the people of Virginia for the honor of serving as your governor.
McAuliffe says his proudest achievement was restoring voting and other civil rights to thousands of felons who have completed their sentences. Montgomery County police say they are still investigating the death of a Bethesda teenager last month, but that boy's father says he thinks the police are dragging their feet.
The police have done nothing for us, zero.
From when they encountered Frank Zeperi's son, Naveed, drunk at a house party and didn't arrest him, to their refusal to issue a missing persons report, to the fact that Frank had to go out and find his son's body himself.
I don't know what this investigation 4 weeks have been.
Frank isn't sure what the police are trying to hide around his son's death.
We make sure that the family has all their questions answered.
Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger says Naveed couldn't have been arrested that night.
We had no legal grounds to search his son, and we no legal grounds to hold him.
Naveed's death has been ruled an accident, the result of drinking, drowning, and hypothermia, but Manger says they're still investigating. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another company is sharing its newfound federal tax relief with its employees. Walmart this morning says it will raise its starting hourly wage to $11 an hour, expand parental leave benefits, and issue workers bonuses of $1,000. While Democrats are urging President Trump to allow a bill to take care of the so-called Dreamers and let them stay in the U.S. without the fear of deportation, Republicans on Capitol Hill have put forth their own overall immigration plan. It's considered a baseline proposal open to change along the way.
When he ended the marathon open-to-media sit-down with House and Senate members Tuesday, President Trump made clear he'd leave it up to Congress to get legislation to him that he'd sign. In the House, Republicans, led by Bob Goodlatte, unveiled such a plan, starting with GOP priorities.
Our bill ends
chain migration and the visa lottery program reduces overall immigration levels. Moving our immigration system to a skills-based system provides DACA recipients a reasonable, long-term legislative solution.
It would also send money to start building the president's border wall, which we learned on Tuesday from him is going to be much less of a wall when compared to his campaign rhetoric. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
You don't still have your Christmas tree up, do you? Captain Russ Davies with the Anne Arundel County Fire Department says get rid of it.
Especially as cold as it's been, people have been running their heat, the house is dry, there's low humidity. It's to the point now where it's time to get it out of the house.
In many communities across our region, though, you only have until tomorrow to put your Christmas tree out for recycling. And hundreds of searchers continue the work of hunting for survivors and digging for bodies in the sea of mud and wreckage left by flash flooding in Southern California. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,369, the NASDAQ at 71.54. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now.